KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Tepi Cruz. It's Wednesday, July 24th. A proposition on the November ballot aims to reverse another proposition on same-sex marriage rights. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. San Diego City Council members are delaying a decision on a proposed lease agreement for a 1,000-bed homeless shelter at Kettner Boulevard and Vine Street near the airport. Council members voted this week to direct city staff to continue negotiating with the building's owner. The city's independent budget analyst and the city's attorney's office says there are legal and financial risks involved in the proposal. Council member Raul Campillo agrees.
We're getting treated like we're the owner, but we're paying rent like the tenant. Risk costs money to me.
City council members will discuss the lease again next Tuesday. The San Diego City Council this week also unanimously approved a ballot measure that would increase sales tax in the city by 1% for broad infrastructure and city services funding for the November ballot. If voters approve the measure, it would raise the city sales tax rate from 7.75% to 8.75%. Sales tax is currently the second largest revenue source for the city's general fund, and officials estimate it would generate $400 million annually. According to a city report, San Diego's current sales tax rate is tied for fourth lowest in the state. The report also found more than $9 billion is needed over the next 5 years to address an infrastructure backlog such as streets and storm drains. This week's heat continues, and in some areas there's a chance of rain. A heat advisory remains in effect until 10 tomorrow night in the inland areas. Temperatures there are expected to reach the low 90s. In the deserts today, there's a slight chance of rain as well as an excessive heat warning in effect until tomorrow night, where temps could reach up to 118 degrees. In the mountains, it's expected to be hazy this morning, and then temps will be in the high 80s. By the coast, it'll be in the high 70s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
California voters will be faced with a choice this November of whether to enshrine same-sex marriage rights in the state constitution. Reporter John Carroll says a proposition on the November ballot aims to reverse the result of another proposition passed by voters more than 15 years ago.
A state Supreme Court decision in May of 2008 cleared the way for same-sex marriage in California, but it didn't last long. In November of that year, voters approved Prop 8, which restricted marriage as only between a man and a woman. 2015's Obergefell decision by the U.S. Supreme Court made same-sex marriage legal nationwide. Prop 8 became moot. But supporters of Prop 3 say it's important to enshrine marriage equality in the Constitution. Vernita Gutierrez is with Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Southwest. She says it's important to remember the Supreme Court did away with Roe v. Wade, and they could do the same thing to Obergefell.
The LGBTQ equality and the reproductive rights movements are inextricably linked because they are really all, you know, the same foundation in terms of bodily autonomy and being able to make decisions that we think are best for ourselves and our families.
California voters will decide whether to do away with Prop 8 and approve Prop 3 this November. John Carroll, KPBS News.
This September, hundreds of firefighters from across the country will be in San Diego for the Women in Fire International Conference. Reporter Andrew Dyer spoke to two San Diego firefighters organizing the conference.
Firefighter Katie Kasheri demonstrates proper ladder carrying technique at San Diego Fire Rescue Station 10 in the college area. The 16-year San Diego firefighter is helping organize the biannual conference. Although women in firefighting meet the same standards as their male colleagues, Kasheri says there's a lot they can learn from each other.
Women are teaching classes to other women primarily, and we are teaching different skills and techniques and movements and things that work for us.
Selena Laniel is a fire captain at Station 10. She says although there are more women in firefighting today, it can be a difficult job.
And to realize that you're not alone, that there is a lot of us out there, is makes it a lot easier.
The conference is this September at the San Diego Fire Rescue Training Facility and the Westin downtown. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Dozens of people have been stung by stingrays this summer. Here's North County reporter Alexander Nguyen to tell us how to avoid this hidden danger.
Summer is in full swing in San Diego. That means going to the beach. But there's danger lurking beneath the waves.
They're not thinking of when they go into the water are the stingrays.
Lieutenant Andrew Francis is a lifeguard for the city of Carlsbad. He says the bottom-dwelling fish love the warm, shallow waters this time of year. He says the best way to avoid being stung is to do the stingray shuffle.
That's a real thing, is just taking small sliding steps will kind of cause the vibrations and they'll sense that you're coming. And then they'll generally scurry away from you.
If you do get stung, seek treatment at a lifeguard tower or soak your feet in hot water. You should also get checked at the ER because the stingray's barbs can get stuck inside the wound. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Tonight, Comic-Con kicks off a four-day celebration of pop culture. Arts reporter Beth Alcamondo talked to a pair of San Diego comics creators who have been attending the convention for decades about their love for comics and exciting new projects.
At age 5, Chris Ryle knew he loved comics, and one in particular.
I was drawn to this old Fantastic Four comic, issue 130, because it had the Fantastic Four and the Frightful Four. So there's like 8 colorful characters on the cover all fighting, and that just kind of completely and utterly captivated by that.
So captivated that he stole it from his neighbor.
So I was either heading toward a career in comics or a life of crime.
He took the path towards comics, even though that path wasn't as easy to figure out as, say, being a lawyer.
I just didn't know that there was a path to working in comics. You don't take the bar exam. You don't go to med school. You just kind of find your way in. And it feels like every time you ask anybody how they got into comics, it's a different story.
Different stories, but all beginning with a love for comics, says Scott Dunbier.
By some wonderful piece of fate, right between my apartment and my school was one of the first comic book stores in the country. It was called Super Snipe. Going in there literally every day, me and my friends, we would go in, we would look at comics, go across the street to the candy store and get an egg cream, and then talk about baseball. That was our life, you know, me and my friends, baseball, comics, and egg creams.
From this childhood passion, both men would end up working at IDW, a San Diego-based publisher, for more than a decade. Ryle served as president, publisher, and chief creative officer, and Dunbier was vice president of special projects. Ryle edited Lock and Key, among many projects, and saw it translated to television, while Dunbier oversaw IDW's gorgeous, oversized artist edition books. Both have maintained their youthful love for the medium of comics, says Chris Ryle.
I love the way art and words all work together in tandem to create a story. Sort of the excitement you feel almost every single page being like its own little mini story where you get to the bottom of that page and hopefully it's compelling enough that you want to turn the page. And so every page of a comic can be that way if it's done effectively.
Dunbier agrees.
Comic books are all about sequential storytelling. Movies, TV, they cannot compete with comic books. In a comic book, the sky's the limit. You can do anything you want. And it sounds like I'm making comics very grandiose, but it's almost a magical art form. The way worlds are created, the way emotion is displayed.
This year, Dunbier will be announcing the start of his new company.
Act 4 Publishing, because Act 1 was art dealing, the second act was Wildstorm, third act, IDW, and now this is the fourth act. And hopefully this will be my last act. Hopefully it'll last for a while, but this will be, if everything goes right, you know, knock wood, this will be the final act.
Since Dunbier found comics through a love for the original art, he'll continue to make artist edition coffee table books. And at his panel, he'll give out oversized bookmarks to match the scale of those books. Ryle will be on a panel to discuss a new horror imprint called Panic, but he's also working on a graphic novel film adaptation.
It started with a complete out-of-the-blue email from Francis Coppola saying, hey, I want to make a graphic novel based around Megalopolis, and I'm told you're the one who can help me with that. Is that true? And first you're like, I don't know if this is real, but your response, like my response always to these things is, yes, Francis Coppola, I am the right one who can do that.
And he was delighted to discover Coppola is a comics fan.
He cited a character called the Heap, which is like a precursor to Swamp Thing and Man Thing. And like, nobody mentions the Heap unless they're legit, unless they know comics. And so it's fun when you can find that common ground, you know, that common comic book language to talk about, even with people that have never otherwise dabbled in the space before. So it's been a blast. Like, it's been just the most like exhilarating, creatively inventive thing. Yeah, I've loved every bit of it.
Who'd have thought stealing a comic book at 5 could lead to all this? Now, we can wait in eager anticipation to see what the next page turn will reveal in their careers. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Go to kpbs.org/comiccon for more information on panels, film screenings, and activations. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Maracal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.